Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, November 25th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we are looking out on a beautiful blue day today. And it's just a delight to spend a few moments with you who have chosen to click on our podcast link. Listen to our message. Today's message is titled, The Consequences of Spiritual Rebellion. The scripture text is from Romans chapter 1, verse 21.
For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
I recently prayed for a lady whose former husband was deep in sin. Although divorced, she still bore a burden for the state of his soul and has a hope for reconciliation. She told me how his actions had greatly harmed not only their marriage, but their children. Several years ago, he had gone to see a pastor about his spiritual condition, and the pastor observed at that time that he was, quote, sitting on the fence, end quote, in regard to a decision to follow Christ. Well, he went from this half-hearted condition to full-hearted rebellion against God, and is now ensnared in various heinous sins.
Spiritual unbelief and unleashed rebellion always brings about consequences. Sometimes they're immediate, other times they lag for a season. We might even think that the fallout from our actions will be inconsequential. But God's word plainly states in Galatians 6:8, the one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction.
Today's verse is from a powerful section in Romans chapter 1, dealing with a panoramic view of man's state of disbelief, disobedience, and rebellion against God. I chose this section today due to the phrase that reveals the ungrateful heart of man. It's within the text, nor gave thanks to him.
God's word is so abundantly clear regarding his desire that we glorify and bring thanks to Him. Doing so is a direct consequence of belief, obedience, and submission. Disbelief, disobedience, and rebellion against God lead to one's failure to glorify and thank God, and this in turn results in the dire consequences described in the remainder of the daily verse, as well as the verses that follow, and we do provide that at our website today. Although this portion is describing the human race as a whole, it also describes the individual's response.
The verse goes on to state, their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. This is a portion that is very helpful to me in seeking to understand current times. Increasingly, the world is mocking people of faith and labeling us as ignorant and uninformed. Sadly, some in the professing church want to be loved and esteemed by the world rather than God, and they sacrifice their beliefs to accommodate the world's way of thinking. I'm really appalled at the increase in liberal and emergent outlook that is affecting so many of our historic Christian colleges and eventually dilutes the pure message from God's holy word in our pulpits.
The very next verse has this stunning indictment. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools. Today, we live in a time when so many consider themselves wise and advanced education is rampant. Many claim to be wise, but the wisdom of this world does not reconcile its message with the Bible text. Sadly, there are those who then try to make the Bible say something it doesn't, or silences that which it does say.
Today, we who follow Christ need to examine this passage and determine that our knowledge of God will result in belief, in obedience, and in submission. This in turn will fill our hearts with a desire to glorify and thank God. In turn, our thinking will be clear and our hearts will be enlightened as we walk in His ways.
Let's all pray together. Father, Romans 1:21 indicates that those who knew you neither glorified nor gave thanks to you, which led to their futile and foolish thinking. It eventually caused the light of your word to be veiled and ineffective in their lives as the darkness crept in and covered the radiant light of your truth. They sought honor for themselves and lived for self-glory. Anything good in us is but a reflection of the Spirit of Christ who lives within. So we will glory only in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, though it is mocked and ridiculed by the world. We are unashamedly children of God, whose depth of wisdom comes not from the understanding of the world, but the understanding from your word. May its truth always be our source of light in the darkened age in which we live. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Brooksie. And thank you, podcast listener, for joining us today. This is, again, the message that we have prepared for Tuesday, November 25th, 2008. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. The message is placed up on the website each weekday. And if you are not listening to this message, the 25th of November, 2008, just merely use the previous message feature on our site to go back to this message. We do have a number of suggested resources today, a couple photos, some additional study thoughts, or at least an additional study resource that I found great benefit from in my study for today's message, and of course some songs that we feel would bless you. There is something we are leaving up all week. We had it up yesterday as well. It's some resources for a spiritually meaningful Thanksgiving. And we have a number of just links that you can go to get material that we hope will help you to keep a firm thankfulness to God in your Thanksgiving this year. Well, thanks for joining us. May God richly encourage and bless you today and help you and help us as well to faithfully glorify and thank the Lord every day of our lives.